Hello, this tutorial is going to be how to remove a green screen effect. No, this is not me, and it's just a picture I pulled randomly off the internet when I searched a person on a green screen. So, as you may have noticed, lots of effects, how you would normally do it, don't really work. For instance, if you do color select, you get jagged edges like that. That's no good. And if you go colors, and then you go color to alpha, now I have the exact color selected. It'll sometimes leave their skin transparent like this, and that's not good at all. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to add a layer mask to this. And so to do that, you need to right click on the layer and then scroll down to add layer mask. Make sure it's on white full opacity. And basically what this is doing is this is telling GIMP that anything you paint black, it will become entirely transparent, and anything you paint white, it will become fully opaque. So, for instance, if you were to paint something a light gray, it would become partially transparent. I think you're following me. Hopefully you are. So, as you can see, I'm just painting transparency onto this image. Oops. Time for a smaller brush. And this is kind of a lengthy process. You have to get pretty good at it, and I'm just going very quickly for the purposes of this tutorial. I suppose I could go slower, but. And if you have, oh, I forget what they're called, but one of those pads where you can actually touch it and it acts like a pencil on your computer, that's great. That works the best. But I'm just using my mouse because I don't have one of those. And still painting. It depends on the image you're painting how long it will take. This one is fairly simple. I'm messing up a few times here, but it's okay. Just an example. And that's my sister asking my brother if he's ready to go. I don't know where. I don't know if you could hear that even though. And the farther along you go, you want to use a progressively smaller brush. So now that I have the rough outsides of them painted, and if you want to get really, really good at it, what you need to do is use an incredibly small brush and zoom in. But I'm just deleting all that little hair he has aside. He'll have a nice hairdo. There we are. And now that we have all of that, I think I'll try it right here. Okay. That color selects everything. Now, I think we can just color this black. Oh, whoops, sorry. Forgot we had a layer mask on there. That won't work. Never mind. Okay, keep on doing it smaller and smaller. Now, it's safe to do this. Click on your fill-in tool and make sure fill similar colors is selected. And we're still on layer mask. Never mind. I'm sorry, I keep on forgetting that. Okay, and it is taking quite a while for me to do this, so I am just going to hurry up quite a bit and get on to the next step. You can take as much time as you like, but YouTube only allots a certain amount of time for videos. Oh boy, I'm mangling him terribly. And there's a vacuum going on in the background, if you can hear that. I don't know if you can or not. Okay, so there we have our guy cut out. Or what you could also do is you could use the intelligent scissors tool. And since you're cutting him out on a fairly decently the same background, it should scan itself to him and it'll help you. For instance, here's the scissors. See, if I do that, auto adjusts. I mean, sometimes it messes up, but for the most part, it's pretty good. Just gonna get rid of that. Now, to place in a new background, what we need to do is we need to add a new layer and move it under him. Then go File, open his layer, and I have my image saved as space, if I can find it. Where is it? There we are. Okay, and now you can obviously see the green that's left on him, and that was because I did a very rushed job. We're just gonna merge this down. Okay, and now what you can do is just touch it up with your black transparency. And painting it black doesn't... painting black on the image, it doesn't affect the background image at all, right? Because all you're doing is painting transparency. So, thank you for watching this tutorial. And I think I'm going to be mean. Let's see here. What should I do? He has a giant hole in the middle of him. Yeah, that was stupid. Never mind. Just thanks for watching this.